Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of cannabis news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
420 with CNW, cannabis firms in Delaware can now transfer to another county. Delaware's cannabis commissioner has announced that marijuana license holders can now request to transfer their permits across the state's three counties. This change allows companies to relocate from areas with stricter rules, like Sussex County, to places where operating may be easier. Companies like Canopy Growth Corp, operating in other legal markets, will be watching closely to see how this new opportunity unfolds.
420 with CNW. Nebraska Commission heeds governor's request and sets medical marijuana plant limit. Nebraska's Medical Cannabis Commission has decided to limit medical growers to cultivating a maximum of 1,250 flowering cannabis plants per operation, following Governor Jim Pillen's request for clear boundaries. The commission will reconvene on September 30th at 1 p.m. to further discuss the matter. Companies like SNDL Inc., SNDL, and other markets will be impacted by this decision. Stay informed with CNW 420, your daily source for updates on the evolving cannabis industry. For more information, visit the Cannabis Newswire website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.